The first thing you do when you start a band is talk about your influences. That's how you figure out what kind of band you want to be. So who do you like? Blondie.
Christina Aguilera.
Who? No, come on. What?
Underneath the city lights, there is a world few know about, where rules don't apply, no. And you can't keep a good girl down. Time, gonna make that shake, that money on a dime. Don't be a sugar daddy, she can work it just fine. Up on the table, she'll be dancing,
yeah,
all night.
All night.
Baby, don't just come to life. Under the spotlight, all the girls wanna fall in line.
We say, hey,
here come the ladies, about to give a little show.
Hey,
here go the boys, he gonna show a little more.
Sugar, sex, spice, strut, shimmy, shimmy, strut, strut. Give a little what, what up on the tables. We'll be dancing,
yeah, all night.
Everybody just come to life. Under the spotlight, all the boys wanna fall behind.
We say,
hey, here come the ladies, about to give a little show.
Okay, girls, let's show them how it's done. It ain't over till we say, and we've only just begun.
Let me hear you say,
clothes and get gone.
Get gone.
You better hurry up before the refund, please. What else is on? And don't tell me you're sorry, cause you're not. Baby, when I know you're only sorry you got caught. But you put on quite a show, really had me going. But now it's time to go, curtains finally closed.
And every good night, if all you had was the way that I love you, you'd have more honey than the honeybees in June. I'd keep you laughing, keep you smiling, keep your dreams true. Long as I have you, nothing we can't do. Fly me back to the moon where you took me, the very first time that you kissed me, in the sweet starlight of your endless eyes when you lit this fire. Feels like we're sitting on top of a gold. It'll still be here, cause our love is a gold mine. Yeah, our love is a gold mine. If everything we ever owned disappeared today, we'd build a castle in the sand somewhere far away. Don't need no money, no TV, don't need no microwave, just the ocean waves and the love we know.
destiny, I will follow him. Ever since he touched my heart, I knew there isn't an ocean too deep, a mountain so high it can keep me away, away from his love.
Because the night belongs to love. Because the night belongs to life. Because the night belongs to love. Barracuda. You're going to want to take a
you
left.
You are not going to
Then what you're
going to
do is turn onto Marcy
and
Avenue.
Just broke up.
And go past the first three
she's
lights.
Happy about
and then take
it.
The next left.
I don't really
then drive
think
five
she's
more
happy,
blocks,
but
and you should be
who
there.
Who am I to judge, right?
Park
anyway,
on the right.
That's
I'll
what
see
I heard
later
last
tonight.
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text. Stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
All right, everyone. It is 12:47 here at WMFO in Medford. You're listening to Liz on Something About the Women. We listened to A Little Party Never Killed Nobody by Fergie from the Great Gatsby movie. Show Me How You Burlesque by Christina Aguilera. Take a Bow by Rihanna. Goldmine by Colby Calais. Don't You Forget About Me, a cover by The Wind and the Wave. Please, Mr. Postman by The Marvelettes. I Will Follow Him from the movie A Sister Act with Whoopi Goldberg as Dolores, a lady who has to go into hiding after witnessing a murder and goes to a convent and kind of amps up the church choir, and it's one of my favorite movies. Because the Night by Patti Smith, Be My Baby by the Ronettes, Barracuda by Heart, Voulez-Vous by ABBA, A Thousand Years by Christina Perri, You Can't Hurry Love by the Supremes, and Cowboy Casanova by Carrie Underwood. We're going to kick it off with just a little more country, and then we're going to get right back into it. Thank you so much for listening so far. You're listening to 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Now,
I always kind of, you know, get my inspiration for songs from, you know, what I listen to or what I like, you know, what I listen to other than female artists, or whether I hear something on the radio or a commercial or a movie I watch. And something that I was thinking about that was really cool that I realized was that one of my favorite rap artists is Kanye West. And although he's really controversial and, you know, he's married to Kim Kardashian and all that stuff, I think that he's actually a lyrical genius. And I think that his music is really thought-provoking and it gets people talking. And I think that in hip-hop and R&B, that's something that's really important to spark something and get something going. So I think that an interesting thing about Kanye West is that he samples a lot of Nina Simone in his songs. And so I'm just going to play you a little clip of the beginning of a Kanye West song. And I think it's really cool how he used Nina Simone's song. So here's one of Kanye West songs from his album Yeezus, and it's called Blood on the Leaves. And I'm just going to play you maybe like a 30-second clip of it to hear Nina Simone sample on it.
Strange fruit hanging from the poplar trees. Blood on the leaves.
I just need to clear my mind now. It's been racing since the summertime.
Please.
Now I'm holding down the summer now.
Please.
And all I want is what I can't buy now.
Blood on the
leaves. 'Cause I ain't got the money on me right now. And I told you to wait.
Please.
Yeah, I told you to wait.
Please.
So I'ma need a little more time now.
Blood
'Cause I ain't got the money on me right now.
Yeah, I just really like that. I think that it's really creative. And, you know, Kanye West is always kind of doing these sorts of samples. And his whole album, Life of Pablo, his newest one, features a lot of sampling of Nina Simone. I'm going to play you one more little clip of one of his songs of the Life of Pablo. And it's called Famous. And he uses one of Nina Simone's songs at the end of his song in Famous. So I'll play you just a little clip of this.
I'm wanting to be free. Free. I just wanted you to know.
Yeah, so those are the two songs that I found really interesting that Kanye West samples of Nina Simone. And another thing that I was, you know, getting some inspiration, my family just took a vacation to New York, and I, of course, wanted to rent a movie on my tablet of you know, just a movie that was just easy to watch and something that I could, you know, mindlessly, you know, look at while we were doing in the, you know, 8-hour drive there. So I downloaded one of my favorite movies, School of Rock. And in one of the scenes, I thought it was really funny. And I was, you know, I was thinking, oh my gosh, why does this feel like I'm sitting, you know, I'm the student and Jack Black, the teacher in the movie School of Rock, is kind of like the guys from Crash Course for the Ravers. I'm going to play you a little clip of it. And every time they come into the studio, I always kind of feel how these students are feeling right now in this clip. I'll turn it up for you all.
The first thing you do when you start a band is talk about your influences. That's how you figure out what kind of band you want to be. So who do you like? Blondie.
Christina Aguilera.
Who? No, come on. What? You, shortstop.
Puff Daddy.
Wrong. Billy.
Liza Minnelli?
What are you, you guys? This project is called Rock Band. I'm talking about bands that rock. Led Zeppelin. Don't tell me you guys have never gotten the lead out. Jimmy Page, Robert Plant? Ring any bells? What about Sabbath? AC/DC? Motorhead. Oh, what are they teaching this place?
And so that's just a little taste of what I feel like when these hardcore rock guys from Crash Course for the Ravers come on in, and I have this wimpy rock music, and I can just tell that they're thinking, come on, AC/DC, Motorhead. And so in the movie, they actually play one of a song by the Ramones, and it's called My Brain is Hanging Upside Down, and they had to rename that song because not a lot of people were loving what they really called in the first place. It was called Bonzo Goes to Bitburg, and it was a song by the Ramones, and they made it when, if I'm getting this correctly, they made it when Ronald Reagan took a visit to, and they said that they were going to some sort of cemetery of some soldiers that had, fallen in a war, and they ended up going to some sort of, like, Nazi cemetery. And it was really offensive, and Ronald Reagan kind of said on the news, you know, everyone get over it, let's just get over the whole, you know, Nazi and Hitler thing. And the Ramones, some of them were Jewish, and they were saying, my goodness, Ronald Reagan, like, how offensive are you? You just went to this, you know, place where Nazis and they killed so many people, and then you just went out for a cup of coffee afterwards, and you were so casual about it. And I think that it's so relatable to now, how world leaders kind of make these decisions, and everyone's kind of like, you got to rethink that decision before you offend a lot of people. So I found a really cool cover of the song by the Ramones. It's called My Brain is Hanging Upside Down, Bonzo Goes to Bitburg, and it's a cover by the Ninja Dolls. This will be my last song here on Something About the Women, and stay tuned after for Crash Course for the Ravers.
Don't become one of Hitler's children.